李杰美语。
陈豪在北京的 ABC 美国公司工作，他到办公室去找美国同事 Amy。
Hi Amy， 几天没见，我来看看你。
That's nice of you. I'm fine.
你有几分钟时间吗？
Certainly, have a seat please.
哎，你要不要口香糖啊？
Thank you, Chen Hao, but I don't believe so.
这是一种新口味，我今天早上买咖啡的时候顺便买的。
I personally don't like chewing gum.
真的？为什么？
Chewing gum is a personal preference. Where and when you chew is not. I see too many people chewing gum at inappropriate times and places.
嚼口香糖还有规定的时间和地点吗？不太明白你的意思。
I'll be happy to explain what I mean later. Right now, I have to prepare for a meeting.
那下班以后我们一起走。
Okay, I'll meet you at the exit at 5:30.
两个人下班以后一起去地铁站。
Amy, 你上午说嚼口香糖还有规矩。
Yes, if you like to chew gum, that's your business. But chewing gum does not belong in the workplace.
为什么不啊？
It is totally unprofessional anywhere in a business environment.
我在电脑前面工作的时候最喜欢嚼口香糖，这样可以让我放松。
I understand. But what if the boss walks up at that moment and starts a conversation with you?
那我就装着嘴里没有口香糖。
Why would you hide it if you think it's okay?
我想老板要看见我嚼口香糖，心里可能不高兴。
See?You already know that chewing gum is not a good idea in certain professional situations.
可我还是不明白，为什么我独自工作的时候就不能嚼口香糖呢？
You never know who will walk up to your desk or call you on the phone. If you are caught smacking your gum, it could affect your current job or the career move you had planned for.
影响前程？你说的太严重了吧？
I don't think so. Chewing gum is a leisure activity at best.At its worst, it can make you look sloppy and incompetent.
我知道你说的有道理，可是啊，我还是觉得独自工作的时候可以嚼口香糖。
Well, good luck. If it gets to be a habit, consider this. One day you will have gum in your mouth when you walk into a meeting. I've seen it happen.
有过先例？那结果呢？
The poor fellow who forgot about his gum got stuck. Every time someone asked him a question, he tried to hide his gum in his cheek. Finally,He decided to swallow it.
哎，我也听说过这件事儿，后来成了全公司的笑料呢。我以后一定注意，在办公室里绝不再嚼口香糖。
That's it.